We don't have time for this.
We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land where we make this podcast, the Garigal and the Gayamangal people. We pay our respects to all First Nation elders, past, present and emerging.
Okay, so big developments in Teddy's personal style.
Oh, look out.
Americano calls Teddy Styles.
Cute.
So cute. Just because he's a bit like Harry Styles of a vibe. Although,
unpack that a little more.
Just he's a bit flamboyant and he likes his fashion.
And he experiments.
He experiments.
And he cares.
He really cares. And he puts a look together and sometimes you're like, yeah, right, okay. If it works for you, it works. It's all good. But when I post Teddy on Instagram, I get a lot of DMs saying he looks like Timothy Chalamet.
Oh.
So Americana calls him Teddy Styles. I call him Teddy Chalamet.
Okay, so for those of our DLs who do not know who Timothy Chalamet is.
He's a Zuma actor. He's dating Kylie Jenner, I think.
Yes.
He's like a twinkie, he's straight, but he's like a twinkie little, a manic pixie dream boy.
Okay. Is that an official term?
That is an internet brand of man. Manic Pixie Dream Boy. Which is, so also think like, what's his name? Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
He's a Manic Pixie Dream Boy. It's that vibe. Bit twinkie, but a bit bad boy. Anyway, there's nothing bad boy about my Ted. But he's been growing out his hair. It started because he wanted dreadlocks.
Oh, God.
It was problematic because he wanted dreadlocks because he loves Juice WRLD.
What? Okay. Fill us in.
Juice WRLD? So many terms that if you don't have a school-age kid, you're like, what is happening? Well, Juice WRLD is a black singer, rapper, who has dreadlocks. And I had to have the conversation with him like,
cultural appropriation.
That's called cultural appropriation. And you are very white. And so you can't have dreadlocks. And he just was fighting me every day. I want dreadies. I want dreadies. I want dreadies. And I was like, well, let's start by growing your hair. I said that to appease him. But I was, you know, I did tell him you can't have that look and you don't have hair like that, so it's not going to look like that. And I was like, and I get you, man. Like, do you know how many times I've taken a Pinterest image to the hairdresser and said, I want this? And they've gone, well, this person has 18 times the hair So it's
I would get cancelled.
It's not going to look like this.
From some childhood photos of things I did to my hair to desperately look like Alicia Keys.
Yes. I think it's called blackfishing now. Yes. Anyway, he's moved on from the dreads, thank God. And I've said before, Teddy is an anomaly in his school cohort because we live by the beach. It's just a bunch of groms. Most of the boys have long hair. Only, I would say, 20% of them have a haircut.
Oh my God, I love that he's growing out his hair.
Well, he's growing it out.
Yay.
It's currently in that awkward little bit mullet, little bit bob. Anyway, and I haven't pressured him, but it is in his face. And I was like, do you want me to just pull it up out of your face? And he's like, no. He wouldn't let me do a man bun. This morning he comes to me and he's pulled it. He was watching Beckham.
Oh, of course.
So I think this is where he's got the inspo. So he's come to me with, and he's pulled it himself and he's like holding where he wants it. And he goes, Mum, can you do this with a black ponytail tie or something? And I was like, yes, I can do that. So we pulled it back and we tied it in the man bun.
And it was
bun.
That little bit half up, half down vibes.
Yeah, very, very Beckham.
Yeah.
And hot. And I was like, cool. Because I knew if I was like, oh my God, I love it, Teddy. And then he'd be like, take it out. I hate it. He'd get spooked and pull it out. Anyway, he wore it. Came home from school with it still in.
This makes my heart so happy and also hopeful that Iggy can maintain his long hair because a lot of people have mentioned to me that, oh, school will wipe that out of him. And I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, oh, he'll get called a girl.
No, not where we live.
And I was like, really? I hope not.
Yeah.
But look, we'll see what happens.
Look, I'll say, he looks so pretty. Like when you sweep it back off their face in a ponytail, I'm like, you're so pretty, mate. I didn't say that to him because
of course
again,
you didn't. But Teddy is classically beautiful.
He is.
He's cherubic looking, you know?
He looks like the toilet paper angel.
He does. Yeah.
You really know the one? The Quilton toilet paper angel.
Exactly what you're talking about. I know.
Anyway, he does have a big noggin, so it's like, oh, yeah.
It works for him.
Yeah, it's cute. Anyway, my son's rocking a man bun for this week.
We have a thousand things to do, but we'd rather chat to you. With emails and meetings and husbands and kids, we don't have time for this. Just what you need, two basic bitches with a podcast.
Hello and welcome to We Don't Have Time for This. I'm your host, Gemma Pranita, aka Gemma Peanut on the gram, along with my co-host,
Kate Reeves.
And she's in a festive mood.
Oh, I am, because we have come straight from dance rehearsal today.
We have indeed.
We have been dancing all morning, learning Chummy's complex steps.
Please do not declare the steps as complex.
For me, they are so complex.
I understand that that's your experience of the curry.
Holding space.
Indeed I am. However, I know there will be a lot of DLs who have a history in dance. Mm-hmm.
Dance.
And I need to set up their expectations because they will watch this and go,
complex?
Complex, reps? No, I've made them achievable.
Right.
And accessible for reps.
Well, we'll see. We'll see when those cameras go live if they're achievable.
DLs, can I just say I'm really excited about this Christmas spectacular.
Me too.
1 hour special. I don't know why, but since Rebs and I have obviously been working on this behind the scenes, and I know not everyone is in the Christmas vibe yet, although by this point I'm like, get on board.
Yeah, it's happening.
But the festiveness has been rubbing off on us.
It's been nice.
It's been lovely, and I just can't wait to unleash all these songs and thoughts and just chats on everyone.
It feels like the Christmas party we needed to have, you know, this year. And that's what we really wanted to do, DLs, is we wanted to like have a celebration with all of you. It's a big, we hope, a big thank you to the DL community that has grown so much this year. Like I think off the back of the shows and the body image video and all the things that we've all kind of come together over, it's like, this is our Christmas party.
It's a celebration. That's what I want it to be. And for any of our DLs who don't get to be part of a work Christmas party, for example, maybe you're a stay-at-home mum, or maybe you're a freelancer, or you work for yourself. I know how lonely that experience can be.
Or you work remote. Like if you moved to the country during COVID and you work remote so you can't go to your Christmas party. Yeah.
That's right. And we want it to feel like we're throwing a big Christmas party and you are invited and you are welcome to join. But can I divulge just a little bit about the show, because I just can't help myself. But so obviously many of you have already picked this, but there are going to be some songs that have had the lyrics rewritten.
Yes. Tis our vibe.
It is. But Revsy has written this one line and she will be singing this in a song, but I don't know why, but it tickles me every time. But the lyric is, how many turkey legs cooked up in a smeg do we need to serve up everyone?
It's the internal rhyme that tickles you.
Yes.
Yes.
This is the fun. Also, how many turkey legs cooked up in the smeg? Like, that is just not a phrase.
No, babe, no, it's not a phrase.
Did you cook that up in the smeg?
Did you cook up the turkey legs in the smeg? Who refers to their oven as the smeg? Here's the thing I've learned about Christmas songs. They are very repetitive, right? So it's usually the same four stanzas 28 times. Mm-hmm. Think of 12 Days of Christmas. Da, 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 da. Da, da, repeat 12 times. Most Christmas songs don't have bridges and other things. They're just like, they're just the one thing repeated with different instrumental backgrounds and different words. But also, a lot of them have internal rhymes. This is getting very nerdy and very niche.
It is.
But I wanted to keep the internal rhymes.
I know.
Because that's the feeling of the tone of Christmas.
Do you know what I just realized? We have already revealed to the DLs that we have tackled Carol of the Bells.
Have we?
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
in last week's episode. So do you know what that means, Revsy?
What?
You can sing that line. How many turkey legs cooked up in a smeg?
Well, we need to serve up everyone.
Da, 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 da. Just, I'm so excited for the DLs. Whoa.
I love that normally Gem is our no spoilers person, but she's like, it's Christmas.
I know. I'm a different girl.
Spoil away.
It's true. I'm really happy to spoil away on this. I just want everyone to feel good. And this is the thing. If you love Christmas songs, you are going to love this show.
But if you hate
Christmas songs, you'll love this show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you came to our live show, if you've seen any of our live show stuff, you'll know the tone. Like, it's all very tongue-in-cheek, very fun. I got to say, after this morning's dance rehearsal, I'm feeling like, this is fucking fun. Like, the DLs are going to be like, what?
Well, it's just a bit of lighthearted silliness. And I just feel like we need more of that.
Yeah, right, I agree. Now. And for those of you having watch parties, so excited. We're loving getting your DMs telling us where you're hosting them and all your mates that are coming. And obviously we're going to need selfies from those parties.
Send yes, us, please.
Send us videos, send us voice notes, send us pictures, whatever. We want to, like, you know, when we get off that stage, we want to feel the vibes of where you guys have been watching from. So anyway, Christmas is coming.
Staying on the topic of Christmas though, so Rafa, she changes what she wants for Christmas every single week. I'm finding it really stressful because, as I mentioned, I have tried to be organized this year and get all my Christmas shopping done because I knew we had the onslaught of this rehearsal time for our Christmas live. Now she wants a fucking keyboard.
Duh!
And I'm like, but do you still want the thing that you wanted 2 weeks ago?
Gem,
you know, what?
Do not buy a keyboard for your mental health.
No, I don't know. I don't know, Ravs. I want her to take an interest in piano. God. I grew up playing piano.
Then buy a piano. Buy a beautiful piano. A keyboard that has colorful electronic buttons. Iggy will be on that bitch every day being like, ding, 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 and whatever other programmed songs are in that keyboard. In fact, actually, you know what? If you really want a keyboard, you can have mine.
Oh, you have one?
Yes. Janma, 2 Christmases ago, gave every grandchild a keyboard.
I get the sentiment that your mum is very musical.
Yes.
She's giving the gift of music to her grandchildren.
Okay. Would you call giving a recorder giving the gift of music? Because it's adjacent.
No, recorders need to burn in hell.
Yes.
No one's got time for recorders.
No.
Keyboards are different, babe.
Yeah, but they're not.
No, they are.
They have just the same grating. And you know how it's like kids don't hear annoying noises?
No, they don't.
Mine will like turn the keyboard on, bash around on it, and they can't play. So it's not like you're hearing lovely piano music from the other room. No, you're hearing like bash, 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 bash. Then they'll play the fucking whatever's programmed in. Da, 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 you know, like MIDI keyboard music. And then they'll just leave the room and it just keeps playing. And you're like, hello, can someone turn off that noise pollution?
All right, won't be getting a keyboard for Rafa then.
And they, spoiler alert, neither of them can play the piano.
I've got a friend who has a mini Mozart on her hands.
Okay.
He's in kindergarten. Great. And she posts videos of him on Instagram and I honestly watch them 20 times. I well up. It's so beautiful and he's so good and I think I'm just wanting to live.
Jem, I say this with
life.
So much love
yes.
and respect. Do you think you have a mini Mozart in
no.
your household?
Have you heard Rafa sing? She sounds like a cat.
I haven't. It's so meow. Upsetting.
Meow. I don't know. I'm trying to remain hopeful that like
no babe she's old enough now that she would have pitch and tone if she was gonna.
Do you reckon?
Yep.
If she was gonna
Iggy, there's still hope. It's devastating to me that we may not have musical children.
Isla can sing, babe.
She can sing and she's playing drums now and I think that is one of the hardest
hold
instruments.
Hold the phone. Hold the phone.
No.
DL's all heard that the same way I heard it. Babe, keyboard, no. Hang on. Isla's playing the drums?
Okay, let me tell you about the drums in 2023.
Go on then. I played the drums, Revs. I know what's coming for you.
You played the drums in 1993, okay? Right. A bit later. But the drums in 2023 look like this. She has one little velvet pouch with her sticks in it. They live in her bag. They never come out except when she goes to her drum lesson or band. She doesn't have to cart around a trombone anymore. She's got a bag of sticks. And then she has electronic drum pads at home, which she doesn't even have yet because I said you have to give this a term at school and doing lessons before I invest in the drum pads.
Yeah.
But she wears earphones. This is what the electronic drum pad is.
Oh, babe, I know what an electronic drum pad
is. You had one?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
And guess what?
What?
They're not silent.
Yes, they are.
They have a sound unto themselves. It's like, okay,
I can live with a ta ta.
No, no, no. No, no, no. You say that. You know how much you hate whispering?
Yeah.
You know how whispering can be equally as loud and annoying?
Yep.
It's that. It's the whispering of drums.
I don't know. I've got a mate whose kid plays the drums and she's like, he just goes to his room for an hour and he's just engaged in the electronic drums. And I love the sound of that.
Mm. We'll see.
Okay, we'll see.
I can't wait till there's an episode where it's like, you know what I don't have time for?
Isla's fucking drum tapping. It's driving me up the wall.
It's coming, DLs.
Sidebar that no one asked for, little detail. Her drum tutor is someone I went to school with who I haven't seen in 20 years. And when I was looking up the tutors in the local area, he was on the list. And I was like, oh my God, Andrew. And so I booked her in with Andrew. He's the loveliest guy. And it's just been the nicest experience. That like now he's her drum teacher. And he's such a talented guy. So anyway. Lovely. It's
question,
all lovely.
Question. Did you consider putting Isla into piano lessons?
We never had. My kids have lots of interests. Mm. So I take their lead usually with the interests.
Because I'm one of those.
Curator.
I didn't want to use tiger mum. That's too far.
A little racially.
Well, I'm allowed, right?
Yeah, you are allowed. You are.
But I just feel like there are certain instruments that are foundational in terms of the learning. Mm-hmm. And I feel the same way about ballet, for example, with dance. It's the foundations of all dance. Mm-hmm.
Just like apparently cartwheels are the foundations of all gymnastics.
Yeah. Correct. That I would be that mum who's like, oh, you want to play that instrument? Fine, but you have to learn piano. And I would make them learn piano.
Okay. Well, best of luck. I'm more inclined to be like, learn the French horn so we can get you a scholarship.
Wow.
How about you play the oboe that no one else plays so we can get you a scholarship at a fancy school? Because that's apparently the hack. If you like learn an obscure instrument that the school can't get an oboist and they're like, yeah, give them a scholarship. And then you're off to private school for free.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm more inclined to do that.
There you go, DLs. Revs, hacks with revs.
Foundations, foundations. Play the oboe. Do you know what I don't have time for?
What don't you have time for?
Okay, so please stay with me, DLs. I'm not here to, as some people say, normalize or glorify beauty treatments, but I want to unpack my complicated relationship with my current beauty standards schedule.
Oh, okay.
For context. As some DLs will know, or anyone who follows me on the gram, I got to try out hair extensions this year and I had quite an emotional response, mostly because, without going into it all again, because I feel this is a light, fun episode, but I have had hair fall in the last few years, which is basically a nice technical way of saying hair loss through lots of different things, hormonal, disordered eating, life stress, and my hair is very thin. Now, as Jem reminds me, it's not as noticeable to the world as it is to me, but like any of these things, you're mostly doing it for you, right?
100%.
It makes you feel good. It's like no one would ever know if you put a tan on, no one's going to be like, oh, for me, you just look so much better. But for yourself, you can feel a little more done.
Whatever. And there's value in that.
Yeah, and there is. And yeah. I think there is value in that. It's like my friend Lisa, for her, she really wants to have a face on every day. It's just her thing. It's a bit meditative. It's her ritual. And it's just for her to make her feel like she can face the world. It's a bit of armor, you know? Anyway, I got to try these hair extensions. Freaking loved myself sick with them in. Mm-hmm. So they don't last forever. They grow out and they get a bit skanky. So I'm getting them redone at the moment. But to get them redone, you have to have them taken out. So yesterday I went in to Halo, where I get my hair done, and they took them out for me. And it was very confronting. It's like looking in the mirror and I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I was thinking I was in my hot bitch era, but it's just smoke and mirrors and it's a very slippery slope. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like looking at my natural hair and I'm like, it looks so sad to me. Now, I would never look at anyone else and notice it, just like you're saying. It's not like, you know, I've been watching a lot of The Real Housewives of Sydney and they are so confident and comfortable, like talking about, like one girl's like, I think it's just basic politeness to have your forehead Botoxed.
Wow.
Another woman's like, I think every woman should always show the skinniest part of her body. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, hello. Have you guys not got the memo?
I don't know how I feel about
that kind
of stuff being aired on TV. And
right? It feels irresponsible.
Yeah, it does.
It feels really irresponsible, but it's out there. Like people still talk that way, whatever. I'm not trying to talk that way, but I'm just saying like I have since lockdown stacked myself up with like quite a regimen of things I do now. With the hair extensions, obviously I colour my hair.
Botox.
I get my eyebrows done.
Nails. Laser.
The laser's kind of done for a while, but like I've started like putting a tan on once. It's just getting a lot. And fun if you like got an event or whatever to tart up for it. I've always enjoyed that process.
But it's become part of your everyday.
Well, I've started to notice if I don't have it or I don't have time for it or I don't want to spend that money that month or whatever, that I feel shit about myself and I don't like that it's like that house of cards, you know? Yeah.
I can understand why this is complicated because there's a half of you, Revs, that's like, I should just embrace and exercise some self-love and find more acceptance.
In my real, how I really look.
Yes, obviously. Yeah. Yes, of course. But I feel like then the other half of you is like, this makes me feel good. But knowing your personality as well, you're a dopamine chaser.
I am.
By nature.
Yeah.
Like I remember your reaction to the Stennies was like enormous. And me and producer Kate were like, oh, they look great. We didn't
notice
when you walked in. You were like waiting for this reaction from us. And then you were like, guys, I got extensions. And we were like, oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, your hair looks so good. Like we loved it and we told you how much we loved it. And then what happened this morning?
I know. I was like, I was waiting for you to be like, oh, my God, are you okay? What's happened to your hair? That's what I thought you would say.
I didn't.
And I had to say to you.
Notice.
I was like, my extensions are out. And you were like, oh, okay.
I was like, oh, I didn't notice.
Right. So this tells me it's like something I should look at. Yes. Something I should dig into.
Well, yes. I mean, it's up to you what you choose to see within yourself. Yeah. I can be the running commentary of the external. You know, it's like how when we go to the beach and we feel deeply self-conscious in a swimming costume, but you have to zoom out and go, no one's walking around the beach actively looking at your body and judging it. Yeah. No one cares.
No.
Everyone is too busy worrying about themselves.
Yep.
And sometimes knowing that helps.
It does. And it robs you of just being in the experience and time and free space and mental space and all that stuff.
And that's all we want for ourselves, yes. Right? Is that mental and emotional freedom rather than being shackled to all these insecurities 100%. That are stopping us from just living and existing 100%. Freely.
And I do often think about like, what are my kids growing up witnessing? You know, they do witness, like my kids do my tan on my back for me.
Oh my God, it was so funny. I was at Revs's the other day and she was like, I've got to do my tan. And she's like, can someone help me do my back? And then Teddy goes, I will. And she's like, no, not.
I didn't mean someone. I meant Isla.
I meant Isla because Ted, you're not great at it. It's and patchy. Now,
and what we've compromised on is Ted will shake and squirt the foam and Isla will do the it's a family affair.
Yeah.
But I'm like, do they need to see all this primping and I don't know.
Yeah.
What's that planting? Mm. And like, you know, we live in a two-bedroom apartment. We often are naked and showering together. I think about that with, because I've got a Brazilian, like a laser Brazilian. I'm like, oh, my kids have never seen adult pubic hair. And that's something I'm not stoked about. But like, I talk to them about it all the time and I always frame it as you'll have a choice when you're older. You know, sometimes if they see me shaving under my arms or whatever, even though I haven't got a lot anymore, you know, you do a tidy up and they're like, what's that? And I'll say, oh, well, you know, we all grow hair under our arms. And they're like, I don't. And I'm like, no, but you will when you go through puberty. Oh, well, I shave it off too. And I'm like, well, it'll be up to you. You know, some people shave it, some people don't. It's just whatever feels good.
Oh my God. Imagine if you were a parent who had a Brazilian and you never had that conversation with your daughter. And then one day she wakes up with hair sprouting out of her vagina. She would freak the fuck out.
Yeah, she would.
And like some people might disagree with me on this, but you really do look to your parents.
You do. You think, because remember that time? Well, I only know in reverse. Like, you know the time when you have the awakening? Like, oh, my parents weren't perfect. Mm-hmm. But like when you're a kid, you think that is the model of perfect adult life.
Yes.
How I mean, they are.
This might feel a bit tangented, but it's kind of like with personal hygiene products and getting your period. Like I remember friends in school who didn't know how to use tampons because their mums didn't use tampons. Them. Mm-hmm. And I think you start with looking to your parent and then over time you look to your friends.
Yeah.
Now my mum is so low maintenance it hurts. Like she's never had Botox. She doesn't wear much makeup. She's not big on skincare, although she does wear sunscreen, but she's like Bambi. Like she learns everything from me now.
Yeah.
But growing up, I had to learn from my friends.
Yeah.
Like Revs and even younger, like in primary school, I remember my friend Amanda Hemsley was like, oh, I've plucked my eyebrows. And I was like, oh, okay, what's that? And, you know, she did it on me, but I didn't learn it from my mum. So I guess you do on some level have to be conscious about what you're modeling. But I think it's okay because you have the conversation after.
Yeah.
It's the ongoing dialogue that you're having explaining to your kids. Like you have a choice.
Yes. And that's Isla is not a girly girl at all. At least at the moment.
Yeah.
She's not. Like she's what we used to call a tomboy is more her vibe. Mm-hmm. Like she is into sport and Harry Potter. And like all she wants to know about is those two things and hanging with her friends. And she's not that interested in any of the primpy, girly thing. Like my niece, Frankie, recently had her 12th birthday party and my cousin was like, oh, the expectation is that all the prizes at the party come from Mecca.
Ridiculous.
Mecca, 12-year-old. And that they all want the James Eye masks and they want serums and things. And she was like, it's crazy. And she's like, I was saying to them, we all want these products so that we can have your skin.
Like, yeah, bitches.
But it's worry.
It is. I think that's a worry.
Yeah.
I feel like that is capitalism in turbo mode. It is, because there's a part of us that goes, no, self-care is good. It's good that, but actually no
at their $27 age, eye mask for a 12-year-old is insane. They don't have eye bags.
It's not going to do anything.
It's just money for money's sake. And so I guess so they can feel like TikTok vibes.
But
I don't know.
But also brand alignment. This idea that it has to come from Mecca.
Oh yeah, couldn't be the Kmart beauty section.
I think that's fucked up.
It is.
Quite frankly.
Yeah, I do too. Mm. But, you know, I'm sure I'll be there in a few years and I'll be like, yeah, well, that's what we do. We go to Mecca.
Yeah.
Anyway, complicated. And I bring it up only to, as everything we do on this show, just like if you have those complicated feelings too, like maybe we can all hash this out together. Because part of me is like, I'm allowed to, I'm in this new era in my life and I am taking care of myself again.
You're doing what feels good.
Yeah. But I am trying to keep one eye on it because I can see how.
It's a slippery slope, Rexy. Let me ask you this. Like, do you feel locked into hair extensions now?
Yes.
Okay. That's not like, it's not something where you're like, I'm keeping an eye on it in that I'm wondering if I should. The only reason why I ask is because there's a influencer, her name's Rochelle Fox, and she had hair extensions for years and didn't tell anyone. She didn't have any ownership of it.
Yeah.
And she just looked like she had this mermaid hair all the time.
Yeah.
And then she like moved to Bali, found a different version of herself, started this business called Mindspo, and basically started rejecting beauty standards because she is a classically beautiful woman where, you know, 10 years ago you'd be like, oh, you must be a model, like tall, straight up and down, that vibe. Anyway, she shared this whole post. This is going back years ago now because she's a completely evolved person now from who she was, where she cut all her hair short and took out her hair extensions. And the lessons she learned because she felt so vulnerable and so tied to her hair and the security blanket that her hair became for so long. And it wasn't until she went on this journey, this meditation journey and self-discovery journey, that she wanted to learn to accept herself for who she is.
Yeah.
I just find it really interesting.
It is interesting.
Because I wonder if right now, because you're getting the dopamine hit, right, from the Stennies.
That's what we've been calling
that's
them.
That's our nickname in the office.
It's like they're my little pets.
How are your Stennies?
My Stennies are looking awesome today.
Yeah, like I wonder how long the high of it will last, or does that wear off and then you need another thing? You know, because just knowing you and your personality, you are something gives energy to you in some capacity, and then you're over it and then you move on.
Well, that's why I try and declare what I'm doing because I don't want to be like, I'm not tricking anyone that I've got this luscious, thick mane of hair. Like I love how it looks. It makes me feel fab and I think it's a cool vibe and I'm really loving this era. But I'm absolutely like, I have hair extensions.
Yes.
And it's same with Botox. That's why I think it's important with our little platform that we say we get Botox, because otherwise people look at your face and they go, why does she look so young? Like,
or fresh, or well slept.
I don't look like that. Yeah. And it's like, mate, it's the Botox. Like, I don't want anyone to think it's effortless. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, I'm just throwing it around. Like, can I have all these things and just enjoy them? Or is there a deeper thing going on that I need to dig into? I don't know.
Well, we never have the answers for anything. Nah. Let's be real.
No.
Anyway. But I do think it's an interesting one to observe. Things like nails, getting my nails done, they definitely make me feel good. Mm. I feel joy from the experience of getting them done. Yeah. But I'm not married to them. But the one thing that I am hooked in on now, 100%, is Botox.
Yeah.
And it's a life sentence.
It is.
Like I'm like, okay, I feel shit and it makes me feel good and that's something that I am okay to prioritize.
It's really interesting, isn't it? It's like nails, no one would go, oh, she gets her nails done. Her nails aren't really purple. You know, it's like we only really judge when someone's augmenting something that should, not should, but
no,
like
I know what you're
that would be naturally beautiful. Like, you know, you don't have naturally full luscious hair, but you make it full and luscious with extensions. It's like, oh, it's a bit vain. But if you make your, you know, things like nails or makeup or outfits.
Wearing jewelry.
Jewelry, we're like, no problem. But if you like dye your hair or get Botox or extensions or, you know, some people love their eyelash extensions or their tans or whatever. It's like, that's like, yeah, but it's not natural. It's like, really? Like, what's the difference? Mm. Anyway, food for thought this festive season.
Like, but I will be honest, and I'm a you do you girl.
Yeah.
But I get taken aback when someone walks in the room who's had a lot of work done.
Yeah, yeah.
I do. Like, I'm just being completely honest. Yeah. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm being too honest now, but I just go, God, I hope that person has some love for themselves.
Yep. Yep.
I do. I extend that. And I don't mean for it to come across as patronizing or belittling, but I'm like, fuck, you've had a lot of thoughts around yourself and you've augmented so much and you've... In my personal opinion, you've gone so far. Like, those lips are insane.
Yeah,
it looks uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Is that fair of me to judge? Probably not.
Oh, I think you're just saying out loud what everyone thinks in their brain, you know? Like, I know. Well, I think it can be both. It can be you do you and you okay, babe, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it can be both and there's obviously a spectrum.
But is it on you as a friend of someone who's on this path to say, hey, are you okay? You know?
Yeah.
I've been thinking a lot about this. What's meddling?
Mm.
What's helpful? What's considered concern trolling?
What's genuine?
What's just judgy? And what is genuine care?
And what's projection as well?
Yes.
You know, like, I could look at someone with like full on eyelash extensions and be like, oof, they're a bit much, but I have naturally long, full eyelashes and it's never been an issue for me.
Mm.
So who am I to judge someone who just never had eyelashes but really wants them and, you know, enjoys that, you know?
I mean, I think you can't go wrong with letting go of judgment and acknowledging it because it hurts no one.
No one. You're right.
But when you sit on thoughts and let it fester or gossip or bitch, like that's not good.
I know.
It's not going to make you feel good internally. It's not nice for them.
Yep.
But we're also human, you know? I'm aware of that. Like, there's a reason why humans are made up with these traits of jealousy, gluttony, vanity, like narcissism. Like, they exist. Yeah. We can't deny them.
No.
But it's-
I'm just reminded DLs. I got a text from Jem late the other night and she's like, okay, I've got some tea. You don't have time for it, but I feel you enjoy it. Are you in a mood? Are you in the mood for a bit of tea? I'm like, spill that tea, girl. Spill that tea. Yeah. And we had a little goss and then we moved on.
Oh, yeah. We are not perfect angels.
No.
You know what I neither do or don't have time for, but I want to give airtime to?
She's neutral.
So it's a post in our DL's Facebook group and it sparked a lot of conversation. A lot of people viewed it, a lot of people engaged with it, and it was quite divisive, but I found it interesting. So I just thought we could unpack it together in our thoughts, or maybe we are thoughtless about it. But
I don't think we're thoughtless. For context, if you don't know, we have a closed Facebook group for this podcast community. We get told a lot, and I personally agree, that it's a very safe space. Mm-hmm. It's like a judgment-free zone. It's a really amazing group of people just being very supportive, very loving, very conscious of each other's. Yeah, it's just a really good vibe in there. People ask for everything from, you know, tips on traveling with kids to, you know, I think I need to leave my husband and what do I do? You know, it's like, it's like the full gamut of stuff in there, but it's good vibes.
And what we love is that a lot of people start their posts with, you know what I don't have time for, or you know what I do have time for.
Yes.
Now, this DL wrote, you know what I don't have time for? The constant negative talk about husbands and hardly ever seeing anything positive. In brackets, I understand it's people's lives and my heart aches for you, close brackets, but I think it's important to post about positives without being told that that's how it should be, so we shouldn't celebrate it. They just can't win. Oof, okay, I'm going to keep going. For context, we have a 2.5-year-old and a newborn. I have an absolutely incredible man by my side. He works long hours in a stressful job, wake ups at night with me to help with the baby, settling, changing, sleeping in the other room with the baby, and then giving him to me when he's ready for a feed as he is breastfed, just so I can get sleep without hearing the newborn grunting like a dinosaur. He gets up with the toddler even when it's the crack of dawn, never complains, tells me to rest, tells me to get out and do something for myself, to spend money and treat myself, which I always feel bad for because I'm conscious I'm self-employed and currently not earning an income being on mat leave. He constantly tells me how proud he is of me, leaves work the minute he possibly can because he misses us even though he is walking into World War III. He loves our babies to death and treats me like a queen. He is most definitely equal with any life and house chores, including cleaning, cooking, life admin, et cetera, and is a clean freak like me. So here's to celebrating the good men too and not being shamed for it.
Anyone else? She says. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Now, we don't want to shit on this DL.
Hell no.
Congrats, babe. That's
yes.
Well, like, amazing. That sounds beautiful. And I don't even know how to say it without sounding like I've got a tone or patronizing or anything. Like really, really happy for her that she has that.
She is for her actual life. Goals.
She's goals. Yes. She's absolutely goals.
However, I do think the way that she has gone about this post is kind of shaming a lot of women who just want to come into that Facebook group to have space held for them where they can vent. Because the reality is, yes, not all men.
Not all men.
Not all husbands. Your husband is fucking amazing. In fact, it's inspiring to hear about her husband because you go, they exist.
They exist. It's possible.
It is possible. Yep. They are out there. And this is what we should all be hoping for the next generation.
And we hope our sons are these kind of partners.
Exactly. Yes. The fact that she said he is equal in life admin and household chores, that's what we want.
Yep.
So I think what would have been nicer was instead of starting the post saying, you know what, I don't have time for all the negative talk about husbands and here's my great husband. Mm. I think it's fine to celebrate the good. Yes. We need it.
And we do it.
Absolutely.
We do it when we have.
We encourage it. But perhaps you go in saying, hey guys, I just want to share a story of hope.
Yeah.
You know, or I just want to share something positive. Or you know what I do have time for? My awesome husband. And I think lots of people will jump on board with that. But it's the starting with the, I can't stand the negative talk about husbands.
Yeah.
Because what it's essentially saying is, I don't want to hear your venting.
It's saying shut up.
Yes.
It's telling other women who don't have her beautiful experience to shut up.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so you have no complaints about him, but that doesn't mean that other people's experience is not what you're living and they need to complain. And some women take it to the extreme. If she's the absolute top of the spectrum for goals, you know, there are women, and we've had them in the group, who are like, guys, I need a sense check this. This is my life. This is my situation. This is what my partner does. Am I crazy or am I in a bad relationship, you know? And they need that space because sometimes we get into these relationships and over time, slowly, they turn into something that is really bad for us, but we don't know when we're in it. And having a community like our podcast community, for a lot of women who are isolated, who are regional, who do not have a mother's group, who do not have a lot of girlfriends, who don't have their mum or sister or whatever anymore, they need a space for that. And I feel quite protective over that space. But I don't like the idea that, like, I don't like being shamed for whinging. I get it. There's always a line, right? Like, when we were writing our live show, stay with me.
Yeah.
Because everything Gem and I do, we try and keep a balance. Not that we're journos. But we're like, okay, we can't spend a whole hour bashing men. That's no fun. Yeah. There's no, like, there's lots of things we want to talk about. And we had scenes that we pulled out of the live show because it was like, you know what? We've said that already. We've said mental load. We've said this. We've said that. Like, let's move on to something, another issue for us. Like, I agree. There can be a tipping point. I find it hard to stomach that someone who's living the dream could take the time to take that away from people who aren't living the dream, who don't even have come close to the dream. I just want to know what she wanted from that post.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it took time and thought to put that post in that group and I just can't quite
wrap my head around
what she wanted to get from that.
Yes. The thing is, we hold space for both.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
To be clear, we hold space for the wonderful husbands who are goals, who are trailblazing the pathway for the next gen of men and what the standard should be.
Yeah.
And then we absolutely hold space for those who are doing it tough.
Yeah.
The thing is, what I find interesting is that when people are in a good situation, they feel like they're not allowed to talk about it. It's like when you have a good sleeping baby.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, don't mention it.
Well, don't though.
Well, I'm kind of on board with you, Rebs.
Don't
because know. You're not doing it tough. You can observe it. And you know what? You will find your fellow good sleeping mums.
Tell your mum, tell your sister, tell your bestie. And then don't tell a Facebook group.
And you can have that moment to get, I made this mistake. I've shared this story before. The first time I went to mother's group in Manly with Rafa, I made a comment and I saw it tank like a fucking lead balloon.
Yep.
But I was a first time mum.
Yep.
For those of you who don't have the context of this story, I literally said to the midwife in front of the group, My newborn is sleeping 6 to 8 hours through the night. Should I wake up to feed her? Or can I just let her sleep? Now, I was in a room with 14 other mothers who were waking up every fucking hour and a half to 2 hours. Can you imagine?
You don't make friends with salad.
Oh, you don't make friends with Gemma Peanut and her good sleeping child. I get it. But that was my lesson to be learned. And maybe this DL will now realize. And can I just say, I felt... This is why I love our community so much, because some of the responses to her have been so respectful in sharing their, I guess, opposing opinion.
Yeah, the comment section was gentle it was and loving, real, yes. I thought, but also calling it out.
Yes. Someone wrote, "Your experience is your experience, and we are all glad for you that it has been a wonderful one. Way to go, your hubs. But for the women in this group who do not have that experience and might already feel shame at expressing that to people who know their husbands, this is their safe space. Mm. If you don't like seeing those types of posts, then it may be that you just need a little break from this group. But we support each other here throughout the good and the bad."
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought that was a beautifully worded and crafted response.
Yeah, I do too. I got to say, I feel it's different because I know we're big, we try and challenge each other to be proud about wins in our life, say career wins, or like we are always trying to say like women should not feel any shame about if they earn money, if they like, you know, have a career goal win, if they this. I feel it's different because that is like, empowering other women to go for things.
100p.
Saying, "My husband's amazing. He treats me like a queen and gets up with the kids, does everything right. Sorry, yours doesn't, but can you shut up about that? Because mine does." It doesn't inspire anyone to do have like it.
I think it would actually trigger a lot of people.
I think it's just, yeah, it's, it doesn't do anything positive in the world. No. Like, yeah, I think sometimes we need to look at ourselves like, what am I projecting and what can I self-edit in my life? Yes. If something's annoying me, and that's fine. You're allowed to be annoyed by, I get it. Like I can mute someone I follow on Instagram if it's too much of something for a while that I'm just like, eh, do you know what? That's actually really boring me or annoying me or getting under my skin or grating or whatever. But you have to sort of take responsibility for that and just edit your life to not have it in it. Yeah. Like, I think that comment is right. Like, maybe this isn't the space for you for a while. Yeah. But also, we don't want to exclude anyone,
no,
though.
No, we don't.
And like, I don't want to shame her for her having a beautiful life. That's, of course, not the goal.
I actually think, Revsy, this is more of an issue of tone than anything else. And we've all been there with texting where the tone is misread or the inference is read incorrectly or whatever. This is the dangerous thing about the written word.
Yeah.
Because imagine if she was writing that in a really gentle, empathetic, and in her head, from her POV, she thought she was trying to inspire.
Yeah.
Because no one is out to be mean.
No, or hurtful.
No one is.
Absolutely not.
Like, she did not post that to go, "I want to shame people who have been on here previously and whinged about their husbands." Yeah. She did not.
No, I don't for a second think it was a malicious post, but I still don't know what she wanted to get from it.
Do you know what I reckon she might have wanted to get from it? Was other women who might have jumped on and said, "You know what? I have a great husband too, and sometimes I feel like I'm not allowed to celebrate that."
Okay, yeah.
That's what I feel like her intention might have been.
Okay, yeah. And of course you're allowed to celebrate it. Oh my God.
But you have to be careful with the wording.
Yeah,
you just do. You do. You know what? If you're onto a winner, which you are, it is about reading the room and being respectful about how you can celebrate and use your winner's inspiration without dragging down other people.
I have friends who have been together since they were teenagers, Laura and Ryan. They are the most beautiful couple, dear, dear friends of mine. Love them both so much. And I don't know, they know how lucky they are. You know, when we're having a bitch about whatever, she's in there engaging, she's really listening. And all I've ever heard her say is like, "Oh, fuck, sometimes Ryan and I are like, God, we got so lucky." And that's, for me, the perfect tone, you
because
know?
It's an acknowledgement.
It's acknowledgement that he's wonderful and like she's like, she is lucky, but it is luck.
I was just about to say it's luck. I appreciate that acknowledgement. They're not better than anyone.
No.
They're not doing something different. It's like the luck of two people who have grown and evolved together
yep.
in the same direction.
Yep.
And having children hasn't brought out their clashing yep. traits, yep. but instead it's proven that they're,
them.
Yes, yep. it's galvanized them and they have complementary traits yep. in parenting. And that's amazing.
Amazing.
And it's luck. We have talked about yep. this on the podcast so many times that when you marry someone, you are taking a leap of faith. Mm-hmm. When you have children with someone, there is no way in hell anyone can claim to know nope. what kind of parent they are going to be until they have children. The mm-hmm. amount of times Revs and I have eaten our own words.
Yeah.
You know, I was that smug bitch
yep.
who was like, my kids are going to be like X, Y, Z, and this is how I'm going to approach A, B, C,
yep.
and how wrong I was. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you forgive yourself, you learn, you laugh. This is the journey of life.
Totally.
Like, not to get all existential, but it is.
But can I just say, this poster will not like what I'm about to say. I'm sorry. I look around my life and I see amazing women working on themselves, evolving, trying to be better mothers, working at their careers, trying to be good sisters and daughters and taking care of their elderly parents and, you know, having community charity projects and working on their relationship and putting everything into their lives. I don't see the same from men at that level. When I look at a lot of my girlfriends, they are working harder at being good in their communities, in their mm-hmm. relationships, in their families than men are. And I think that needs to be said mm-hmm. because then the men can lift. You know,
yes,
I understand our generation is asking more of men than any previous generation. And I hope that continues until all the partners are like our poster's partner.
But what people
But it's got to be said or yes. otherwise we're just gaslit.
100p. And what we're asking from men is not to be more than nope. what we already are. It's about lifting to meet us
yeah.
where we are. And yeah. going back to this DL and what she posted, like honestly, like if I take away the judgment factor and the incidental shame mm-hmm. that she perhaps didn't mean.
Mm, that's a good way of putting it.
It makes me feel fucking hopeful.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? But the bar is low.
The bar is low.
It is low.
So
but
low.
If we could just encourage men to want to meet us mm-hmm, there.
Mm-hmm. Or it should just be expected. It should just be expected. I know our generation, they do have to lift.
Yes.
They have to work on it because they've got entrenched, ingrained things, mm-hmm. the way they were brought up, the society they grew up in.
Products of their own
they
upbringing.
They have to work against that. We understand that. We know what that's like in different ways in the, as a woman in the world. We know what it's like to work against a society that brought you up a certain way. So yes, we have compassion and stuff, but it's also like lift, but the idea is that the next generation just do it innately and better. And that's what they're modeling for them.
100p. We're working towards that.
Hit me with your nuts, sharp right turn.
Ooh, that got passionate, didn't
Tell me
it?
Something to buy, Jem.
Well, I'm quite excited to share this not spawn because long story short, I shared a post on Instagram. It was definitely TMI, but I took a photo of our schedule.
Our December schedule.
Our December schedule, which is obviously insane because we're doing this live show. And I got a lot of DMs saying, where did you get that organizational whiteboard?
Yes.
I don't even know if that's a term. For context, it's size-wise, I would say it's about maybe just over a meter in length, maybe 60, 70 centimeters tall. So it's a good,
nice and big.
Yeah, it's a good size. Would look good over a desk area.
Yeah, for sure.
It has a breakdown of the month, the week, and then today. And that's what we love about it. Anyway, guys, this will blow your mind. It's from Kmart.
Yep, it's amazing.
It looks so fucking
it's
fancy.
It's so nice. It's so nice.
But it's from Kmart.
It's from Kmart.
We'll link it in the show notes.
Yep.
Producer Kate bought it and it has changed our lives. Rebs
it really
and I,
has.
Well, Rebs and I are both visual people. We
yes.
are digital in that we run off a digital calendar, but there's nothing like seeing it up on the wall mm-hmm. in front of you, clear as day, so that we know what's coming next.
Yeah, I love just not dipping into my phone constantly throughout the record
or
as
like
well.
Searching yeah. for that file in Google Drive,
totally,
you know, it's just
totally.
There. We can just glance over. Anyway, it's
massive level up.
Life-changing. So for anyone who works from home or if you have your own office
or lots of kids, it would be great for a family schedule.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Because down the bottom where it's weekly, you could do like meal planning.
Yeah.
It's great.
So good, guys.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Hear me with if you're not spun.
Mine is a, you don't need this, but God, you should have this.
Go on then.
Okay. And it would be a great Christmas gift. It's not too expensive either. So do you know the brand Gentle Habits? They do incense and body oils and beautiful. I'm a big fan of this brand. Like love the incense, love the body oil when I'm feeling bougie.
What have they launched now, Revsy?
They have a car diffuser.
Now, oh, okay.
You know the classic car diffuser that's air wick or whatever.
I'm laughing because this is something you definitely didn't know you needed, but now need.
Now you need. It's like when they brought out hair perfumes. I didn't know my hair needed to have a perfume, but okay. No, it's a diffuser. So you buy your essential oil from them. You can buy them anyway if you burn oils. That's your thing. Anyway, they have this little device now where you decant some of this essential oil into it. You stick it in your aircon and it puts a beautiful, like Byron Bay incense vibe through your car.
Revsy, I have to ask because you don't have a car.
It's my sister's car.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
She's got it in her car and it like flows. It's just heaven. And okay. I almost was like, could I buy one just to put in my hire cars?
Your go-get?
Yeah. I'm like, there's no need for that. But I will be buying this for a lot of people for a gift because it's the perfect gift for like, oh, I don't know. What's something you want to get? Someone who has everything, you can buy them a car diffuser.
Oh, this peanut knows what she's getting then.
Link in the show notes. All right, DLs.
But seriously, Revs,
want one?
Yes.
All right, done.
For my birthday.
Done.
Well, DLs, this chat went to unexpected places, as always. We got a little bit passionate, a little bit fiery there. It's been a while since we've had one of those. Well, we've got to trot off because we've got more rehearsals to do for our Xmas live show. Just a quick drop of the deets. It's $15 a ticket to tune in, chime in, celebrate with us.
You do have 48 hours, unlimited access, unlimited watches. You can quickly, watch multiple times.
Another thing we didn't mention as well, Revsy, is we deliberately have this live show airing on a
Sunday night.
Sunday, and then you get access all the way up until Tuesday night.
Yeah.
The reason why we did that is because last time we did our live show, people had busy weekends and they were stressed trying to fit in the viewing, but we chose Sunday, Monday, Tuesday because we feel like Monday and Tuesday are lo-fi days and that maybe you could steal an hour to yourself to celebrate along with us.
We know it's a busy time of year, so we thought we'll go live on a Sunday so you can have your watch parties if you so feel. And then, you got Monday, Tuesday if you want to watch it on your own or with your hubs. By the way, it's not kid appropriate.
Oh, that's good that you've mentioned.
Don't watch it around. It's not one to watch as a family.
I mean,
it's for adults.
If you have teenagers.
Yeah, they could. I mean, they'll be like, Chuggy. But this is an adults only affair.
You know what? You can stream it on your laptop, plug in your headphones, put on a face mask. I don't know. Enjoy the ride. But DLs, we love you. And as always, we will be back in your ears Friday morning with the Bestie Hotline.
Bye-bye.
Bye.